Our guest today is Mr. Carlos Barrera, the designer of an unusual and efficient engine. Hello, Mr. Barrera.
How you doing, Ken?
Good, thank you. You can call me Ken. May I call you Carlos?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not an engineer, and I hope that my questions are clear enough for you. I understand that you claim that you've designed a revolutionary type of engine that could be used in an automobile. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Would you describe the engine for my audience?
Well, it's a new kind of a turbine engine, and also it's rotary too, and have a it's different from the beginning because it's simple in its nature because it's rotary and needs only turn to work. You know, it's simple, mechanical simple because it's a turbine and if you separate all the technical qualities, you can see all the advantages can have, like retrodynamic and four pairs of turbo compressor and don't have any waste losses and it's some kind of a perfect engine.
Well, how does your engine compare in the number of moving parts with a similar internal combustion engine, say a four-cylinder engine?
Well, the piston engine have a lot of moving parts, and this engine, the gear turbine, only is one rotor moving, but inside have four pairs of turbo compressor and two single with gears. But it's simple in his nature, and the system that can have weight losses from other engines, we don't have the problem because the lubrication and combustion and cooling system is activated only by moving the rotary move.
I see. So you don't need a pump, you're saying, basically.
No, because I use the centrifugal force for lubrication and combustion, and the cooling system is I say that the air don't pass in the engine. I mean, the engine pass in the air because it's moving. It's different. If something that is moving or is static, is different for cooling.
Does your engine require a radiator to cool it off?
No, needed. It's because it's moving. I mean, the rotary is, when it's moving, it's passed through into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's static, if it's mobile, are gonna have more flow, airflow.
A typical gasoline engine has a thermal efficiency of about 25%. We know that means that the rest of the energy from the engine is lost to due to things like heat, for example. What do you claim is the thermal efficiency of your engine?
Well, I don't have the exactly number. I worry about that problem when I'm making the invention, and that's why I make that invention. I think it's a very good innovation. Sorry for my English, it's not real good,
okay.
But I try to do my best. It's make a difference if no need the cooling system. And let me tell you one thing. The piston engine, you need a big cooling system because the moving parts are so tight, right? And in a rotary and a turbine In this case, it's rotary and it's turbine, it's both. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any friction in moving parts. Well, only the axis in the turbo, but it's no big deal. But I don't have the tight friction in at the moving parts. So, and I have I know it's more cooled, and but what I want to say, and could be more heat, more hot, and are don't gonna be a technical problem because I don't have friction at moving parts.
Right. Torque is important because it is the turning force that that an engine exerts on an axle. How does your engine compare in torque with a similar size gasoline engine?
Well, the torque you can see very simple because the power system is a gear, and it's a small gear in a moving in a planetary way inside a bigot. So you can see it just watching the system because it's a very small gear inside of a big one, so you can see a real the first looking that I have a big torque from the nature from the beginning.
So how much if I was to ask you to compare it to a gasoline engine the same size, how many more times would the torque be multiplied on your engine?
Well, let me tell you one thing. My background is design. I mean, I know an engineering. I know I need more numbers and graphic, but but my background is design, and I do an invention. Yes, I don't have the right numbers, but I don't have my concept. I mean, what I want to try to say is you can check it out. I mean, or everybody, because for the simple technical nature of my concept, I mean, I know the torque is real high. I don't have the right number, but anybody can check it out. Just watching uh-huh. the concept.
Well, let me ask you this: Have you built one of these engines?
No, not yet. I'm ready to do it with a rapid prototyping. Design and well all the hardware and computer stuff, but and I want to do it, but right now I'm showing my project in a global way from in internet, but I want to keep some stuff for when I have all the platform to land this project.
Uh huh. Have your plans ever been reviewed by an engineer?
Well, the project is complete. I mean, I don't need to ask to nobody. Uh-huh. I know I need help to do it, but I know all the secrets. And let me tell you one thing: I keep some technical information that I want to do it at the right time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I show plenty information, but I don't need to ask to nobody because the project is complete.
What are you referring to when you say that your engine uses a pulse type exhaust pipe?
What I try to say is the cavity that I use for compression and combustion is like a tube, and the that concept of exhaust is similar of the. Can you tell me again the word?
Yes. You say that you have a pulse type exhaust pipe.
Yeah, right. It's a new concept of propulsion that is coming, and it's similar because it's just a cavity, a long cavity, and I think is the perfect way to have a compression and propulsion and whatever, because it's similar because it's a simple tube. I say it's like similar of a digestive system, and that two cavities that I have is I say that it's similar of a digestive system, and it's the perfect way to have a compression and propulsion, and and it's that simple, then it's similar from exhaust pipe in that way, in that case. Well, in the exhaust pipe is used for propulsion, and I use as a compression and combustion.
Okay. Could you explain to my audience how you can have a cool spot inside the engine?
The cool system?
Not a cool. You say that you have a part of the engine inside that's cooler than the rest of the engine.
Because at the combustion chamber, I use a tobera, and then make that isolate all the then isolate the combustion chamber and make the cold air pass into the combustion chamber, and after the combustion chamber, this is mixed with cold and hot air in this some kind of a cold system for me.
Uh-huh. It's well known that rotary engines have had problems with engine seals over the years. An example is the Wankel engine. What do you think that your engine will fare any better in this respect?
Well, let me tell you one thing. The Wankel engine is no rotary because the triangle is no move circular. It's move different. It's a gear in the middle, and it's not the Wankel engine is not rotary, and it's got to be circular, perfect to be a rotary. And the Wankel system is, yeah, as you say, is a lot of don't have the compression, because all the compression flow and everything is passed through the triangle and the chamber. And for me, the Wankel engine is very deficient and don't have any similarity with mine. Like in a question before, I say the two long cavities and don't have any problem with leaks and fluid and compression. It's complete. Como se dice? I don't have any link in my system. The air come from the entrance, from the first step, and go all the way at the exit propulsion, and don't have any problem for the link, or don't have any waste of propulsion in any point.
Uh-huh. Have you done a computer simulation of your engine?
Well, what I have is very simple, what I show at the video. And I want to, I mean, I'm ready to do it, and I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
The next step, sometimes the things don't come easy.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, but, I have two feelings about it, because I want to do it, but I don't want to do it for nothing. I want to do it when I have the platform to, I mean, what I want to do is, I want to see my project working for real. I mean, working the engine and see all the advantages that have. Yeah.
Isn't it true that the more gears that you have, the more resistance is created? Your system seems to have a lot of gears, doesn't it?
No, I have only two gears, and when I see that I don't have any waste loses,
uh-huh.
I don't mention the gears, because I know I have some friction, but the gears for me are some kind of a friendly friction. I mean, it's not like the piston that have the tight friction at the piston. I mean, that gears, there are only two, and what I say before is that it's a big torque.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that gears, but that friction is no big deal. It's friendly. It's something then, well, you need to have some mechanical transmission, mechanical power transmission in some kind of way, and in that way, it's that gears, and that's okay for me.
Honda four-cylinder engine weighs about 309 pounds, and they usually put out about 140 horsepower. How much will your engine have to weigh to put out 140 horsepower?
Well, right now, it's a project and it's concept, and for that question, I need to make the dimensions, and I really want to do it, but it's not my next step for now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wanna have, because I wanna have and make the dimension of the project, but it's not my next step. I wanna do it, but I think I'm gonna be some small and with a lot of power, I think.
Uh-huh. Just tell us, what do you think is the advantage of this engine over a standard engine, standard piston engine?
Well, I think the piston engine is old from the beginning, because it's a lineal motion, and it's a lineal dynamic motion for do a circular motion, and you in that way you need to make the line motion to circular, you waste a lot of power, and for the combustion system and the piston engine is the explosion, okay, you have an explosion, it's okay, but to take out that explosion, you need to take out from the chamber, you need you waste a lot of power, and it's real complicated, all this, the system for that happen. In my case, is all the flow don't have any interruption. It's going away in all the system, and it's circular from the beginning. And what I want to what I wanna to to show is, for example, the retrodynamic effect, and is two forces front to front and going to and then going for one. I mean, mm-hmm. is the rotary RPM of the rotor is one force, and the other force that is front is the inside flow of the rotary, and they go front to front.
You mean compressor, and, right? You're talking
yeah.
about compressor.
And that the inside flow go through the single to it go to the single blade of the single turbine, and move the gear and move the rotor, and that force for me and for everybody is a very strong concept.
Well, would it be fair to say that your engine is almost like two engines that were joined together? A compressor, which is the type that they use on airplanes, right? Like on a helicopter, maybe, and a rotary engine.
Well, it's rotary because it's a rotor
uh-huh.
and have the blades for the turbine. Then it's a turbine. I think, let me tell you one thing. It's like if I don't invent anything, because I think I take different technical qualities than are efficient, and I put it together in a new way mm-hmm. to make a new engine.
Right, that's what I was saying, basically. I understand that you have submitted your design to some automobile companies. Could you tell us what happened?
Pues nothing for now. Uh-huh. Nothing for now. Nothing for now. I'm still pushing, and really, I'm ready to make reality this project. And if they don't have interest in this engine, they have all the technical qualities to be a big success and makes a difference, because you can see all the technical quality, like four turbo compressors are plenty for me. And for example, the flame, the combustion flame, is dynamic. It's moving with it inside the rotary, and is. If you compare with the piston engine, I mean, the piston engine don't need nothing to do behind my concept, because it's efficient, because it's simple circular move. You see the technical base from my concept
mm-hmm.
is similar of the head-on wheels from Alexandria long time ago. Is we're talking about 1,900 years back
mm-hmm.
in Alexandria. I mean, a lot of long time ago. From Herons is
you're talking about his little steam engine. It was a circular steam engine, and it had two ports on it, one on each side. And
that's right.
Heat up
water. It's similar because it feeds from the center,
mm-hmm.
from the middle, from the axis, and have two opposite forces that move. And we're talking about the first mechanical machine of the humanity, and that's my technical background of my engine
mm-hmm.
and What I see is that that invention long time ago is simple because you are looking for the circular move, but everybody forget about that invention, and when they try to do on the engine, they start with to take the force from one for the explosion, and is they make the piston engine, but they don't want to get the circular move. They want to get the power from the explosion, not to get the circular move. And what I try to get is just.
So you tried to combine them. You tried to combine the explosion with the circular move. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Well, in my case, it's flame. Two flames.
Right.
The flames, the gears, and mm-hmm. and all the system, the gears and the flame is similar as the yin yang symbol, because the yin yang symbol is two opposite forces
right.
moving in a circular wave.
Right, yin yang symbol, right?
Yin yang symbol, that's right.
Uh-huh. So you're saying, let me see if I have this right. You're saying that your engine is far more powerful because it's using two forces, which is centrifugal force, which is the turning of the eye of the engine, and it's also using the flame, which heats up things, and combining the two together. Am I right?
That's right. Because, okay. I mean, that what you say is correct, and all the dynamic force of my concept is moving rotary in a positive way. I mean, all the flow, all the compression, all the dynamic systems mm-hmm. is moving with the rotary.
So
because the two flames mm-hmm. is moving with the rotary and the exhaust and everything. And for example, in the piston engine, you have the explosion, and it's good because okay, you have the explosion, and the positive move is going down. But when it's going up, it's negative moving,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have that problem in my concept because. Is all the dynamic move is positive.
Right, gotcha. Now, when in your engine, compression causes the explosion. You don't have spark plugs, right?
No. Well, yeah. Whatever I need to make the flame. Mm-hmm. Maybe you use the word spark for explosion, maybe in my case is something that are going to be, it's not one spark, it's got to be a flame. Is that the difference? It's
no,
whatever
I didn't say spark, I said spark plug.
Bujía.
Yeah, spark plug to cause an explosion.
Yeah.
To cause a flame, not a spark, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know whether your engine worked like a diesel engine or not. That's why I asked that question.
Well, if you compare me with a compression with a diesel engine, let me tell you thank you because the compression of diesel engine is very high, and mm-hmm. I don't know what could be in my case, but it could be. I mean. It's the correct moment to make a different change to make the right things for make the compression that you wanna have. Mm-hmm. And well, in this case, we're talking about flame, no explosion. And let me tell you. A flame is more clean combustion, because in when you go outdoor and you make the flame, when you make a fire, you have more smoke when you start the fire and with your and when you finish. But when you have the flame at the middle, I mean, it's more clean. Mm-hmm. So for me, the flame is, I mean, it's more clean. It's more efficient combustion.
Right.
The flame than explosion.
What type of fuel is your engine going to run on?
Well, the turbines is the same tanking. I mean, the turbines burn a different kind of combustion. I mean, gasoline, gas. I don't know. I suppose biodiesel too, or I want to talk about the hydrogen or whatever. But it's no problem for a turbines.
Mm-hmm. Would you use your engine to run a car or to charge batteries in an electric car?
Yeah, I think the fishing concept goes through the for an engine with a generation for batteries, and that engine for me, a rotary or turbine is the more efficient for me, but that's the efficient concept than I think is coming.
So in other words, you would have a car that was directly powered by your engine and not powering in batteries.
Well, depends what do you want to have, but that you are asking simpler option than mm-hmm. depends what they want.
Have you been able to figure out how to eliminate the lag time with a turbine?
The what? Pardon me?
The lag time. That's when you step on the accelerator and it takes a second for the turbine to start up?
Well, it's, I think, it's a little bit, I mean, you need to, when you turn it on, it's, I mean, you need to turn it on, and when it's on, I don't know, I mean, your question is going to the change of revolution, I think,
uh-huh.
or something like that. Maybe, I don't know if I can have or I can get the different revolution. Right now, I'm thinking about to turn it on, but for that point, I have the advantage that my rotor is a white cylindrical shape, mm-hmm. and is that is good for a dynamic concept because
uh-huh.
need to turn it on, but when it's on, it's circular moving and it's white cylindrical shape, and that's perfect.
A Chrysler Corporation had turbines for a long time. Their cars were in the fifth generation of turbine, but they never went into production. Why do you think that was?
Well, you say turbine, uh-huh. but my concept is different from a turbine. I want to say that it's more than a turbine could be,
uh-huh.
because it's rotary and have the turbine compression because the blades. But I think we can have I can have a more efficient compression because, like I say, the very long distance conduits and is different from a tour. You asked me about the turbine before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you one thing. The turbines are the action turbine are made by for a propulsion concept for airplanes, but when you use for a land, I changed the telephone because the battery are gonna be
oh okay
and the The turbines are used for a propulsion, but when you use for a land use, you have a problem for the exhaust, and you have a problem because the RPMs are very high.
I know they are. Yes.
But I think my RPMs could be more slower, and the exhaust could be more slower too, and that can make a difference for a land use, and that's a big business, and that technical points could make the difference for a military use too, because the heat target profile could be much more lower, and the problem of the turbine for dust and sand could be different in my case, because the interaction of the blades of a normal turbines and in my case are different, and can make a difference for a land application.
Turbines are known for using a lot of fuel and for running very hot and mm-hmm. and being noisy. What are you doing to have this not happen with your engine?
Well, like I said before, in the turbines, the diameter is very, the circumference is very wide. And in my case, maybe the rotary is wide, but not the cavities. The cavities are very small. For sure, I wanna say the best thing for my concept, but have the exact answer of that question, we need to do more steps and try to do more silent and more efficient and all the things we need.
Well, do you think that it's the reason it's been very hard for you to sell this concept to an automobile company is because the engine does contain a turbine?
I don't know. I think I don't know really, and I really want to know. But I think it's because they are big companies, and it's not easy to make all the industry line, and it's not easy. It's like to ask to a big boat, a tanker boat, that big one.
Yeah.
And you ask him to make a turn of U-turn or something like that.
You're right. Takes miles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go straight, and it's hard to make a change. But I presented my project with my best intention and my best in the best way to make the thing real. And it's the best thing I can do. And that question maybe you need to ask to the big companies.
Well, do you think that maybe the big companies really are not interested in fuel economy and things like that? That they're maybe they are blocked by the oil companies?
Well, I think the reality is what we can see now, and I think it's the moment for make a change, and and maybe it's not a question. What you ask is a reality, but the time come for us. And when I say for overalls, it's for all the all the globe, mm-hmm. and we need to get the efficient concept and make reality and use it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience before we finish the interview?
No, I just want to say thank you and sorry for my bad English.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I do it better with a couple beers and girl talking.
Let me tell you, your English is better than my Spanish.
No, and you know what? You say that you know are an engineer, but you make your question like you are, really.
Okay, listen, I wish you a lot of luck with your engine, really. And I hope that someday you'll get somebody to back you and you'll be able to get it into an automobile and test it out.
Well, Kent, what can I tell you is personal thanks for your import our time. And was you are part of the project now because you helped me.
Listen, if you do ever get to that stage, give me a call. We'll do another interview.
Yeah, sure. You are part of the project.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Bye.
Bye.